Today is the second day of March 2014, and I'm delighted to have Manu Bhai to visit with us and share so many beautiful remembrances. Welcome, Manu Bhai. Before we talk about yourself, could you tell us a little bit about your family?
Yeah. First of all, my mother's sister's son, he was a Sri Aurobindo student in Baroda. He used to stay there, come to our house, and he will tell that is one of the good person is there in Professor Baroda. If you like to come and see, you can see it. Then she says, I cannot come with empty hand. So I can bring some sweets, which we may like it. So she prepared the sweets with pure ghee, and that is called magas, we say. That is given in Sri Aurobindo's darshan times, 15th August. Magas, this says. Pure. Then we prepared the laddus, small balls. Then we took it there. My mother took it because I was not born, so she was telling me. So she says, I gave the offer to him, and the Charudha was there, Charudatta. That is, he was in Baroda education centers. So he saw, let us take it home and we can distribute. Then Sri Aurobindo says, no, I like it here to eat it in the college itself. So he took it. He like delighted, so sweet and so nice. Once again, can you bring it again?
Sri Aurobindo asked.
So she said, all right, I'll bring it. Whenever you want, I can bring it. So she says, I'll bring it. Again, my brother's son says, then I will bring it. So again 3-4 times she went and given to same sweets. And then that time the Charudas wife, Lilavati, she also enjoyed Charudatta's wife, Lilavati. She is also with that. Then after some time, Sri Aurobindo went to the Calcutta. Then he was not there. He was moment in communist movement. So he went to the communist movement, started the Majur Mahajan Sabha, founder of the Majur Mahajans. Then AITUC, he founded there. When that time the Nanda was there, then the prime minister, few days he remained in India. So he was a sadhu. So sometimes he goes and comes to our house. Then let us go and see him also, Sri Aurobindo's. Then he went also and saw the when he was in Baroda. Afterwards, she says, whoever will go with him, people will follow to him, they never come back. They never come back to him without that eyes reflections is there. So when I was born, then I 10 years, about 10, 8 years, my brothers and another elder brothers, both have the thread ceremonies. So thread ceremony was in August, 10th August he was there. So elder brother was, ceremony is finished. Then my elder brother Pranabhai says that I will go to the Pondicherry because my time is over to come here. So he went back. He went to the Pondicherry back. Then third day I had the thread ceremony. After finishing, my maternal uncle say, where you want to go? You want to go Banaras or you want to where you want to go? I say, I will like to go to Pondicherry. Immediately my mother says, if he goes, then he won't come out. Because many people have come from our place, from Sojitra and Nadiad. My father, mother used to go the morning prayers. This is Prabhat Ferry. They take the Sri Aurobindo's mother's picture and move in the street by streets. going Sri Aurobindo Sharanam Mama, Mamira Sharanam Mama, like that they go. And they finish morning, that time they make a Rambhai Patel, that is Vishwabandhu's father. Vishwabandhu's father, he was coming and going. Another Tulsi Bhai, he was also was coming and going. That time the Krishnalal also came there.
To Pondicherry.
Pondicherry. Mm-hmm. So all these people come and they never went back. They stayed there.
So your mother said, if you go, you won't come back.
Like that. So that way another three people went from our same village, mm-hmm. Nadiad. That is Chandubai, another Chandubai, and Chimanbai. They came here, they stayed sometimes, and mother has done such a way such that time she wanted to start the occultisms. So occultism in that way, the people who can go in that, they can whatever they want, they can do it. So some people went in mad, that is gone in the going poetries, some are going in paintings, like that was going on. Then afterwards they become mad. Because here they in Pondicherry they cannot keep mother, because they lose the balance completely out of, because there is no purity in the mind. So, so mother says this is not way proper to do the work. Then she says better to start with the younger children's kids. So afterwards she thought the kids are starting. So she came from Bangladesh, Calcutta, and some from Gujarat. Then at that time when my brother was in Kerala, in this Calicut, we had a very big school conducting about 3,000 school children, about Bal Mandirs and this.
Where were you at this time?
That time I was about 8 years. 8 years.
Okay.
8 years. So he says, I will go to the I'm coming and going to Pondicherry and come back. So you stay here. So I say, I won't stay, I will go home back. So I went back home. Then my ceremony started, all these things. Then he asked my maternal uncle to go to what you want. He said, I want to go Pondicherry. So I decided, and there is nobody with me. So then he's one Baroda one, Pandya was there. The Pandya came, so this is our close relations. He says, I will take you there, don't worry about that. So mother has given some sweets, same sweets, muggers and this and that, what we prepare in our thread ceremonies. So I took it in one box, different boxes. I brought it here. That time when I came to Pondicherry, from Viluppuram to Pondicherry, completely different environment. You find something going up. Like that way the was movement was the vibrations was coming. So that I asked my friend Pandya, what is this new vibration is there? Pondicherry, Madras is different and Viluppuram to side, this side is going, Pondicherry is different. That is something is there, you see the Pondicherry then. When we reached the Pondicherry station, the Purani was there, Amabai Purani. So he say, why you have come? I say, I have come for to see the Sri Krishnas. Sri Krishnas and Mother Radha.
How old were you, Manubhai?
That time I was about 10 years.
10 years.
10 years. So I came here, so he says, you have no permission, you cannot go. I say, you can ask to somebody there, and if it's there, suits me, then I will come. Then afterwards, he requested Diwan Bhai. So all right, I will take you. Then he went to Sri Aurobindo's. This boy has come, Pran Bhai's brother, Jaswant Thakur's, the auntie's brother. So if you can, all right, let him come. So I asked the Diwan Bhai, this sweet is for my brother, mother has prepared. So I have to offer to Sri Aurobindo. She says, it is very difficult to take there near. I tell you, take it there and keep it on the what time they are taking food, that time you take. Say about the 2 o'clock there, Sri Aurobindo used to take the food, afternoon. after bath, about 1 o'clock bath, morning bath he never takes. He goes in trance. So 1 o'clock he takes. He takes 1 o'clock, 1:30, then he comes back to the main room and sitting there. He was waiting for the mother, when the mother comes and give the food. So that time, Divan Bhai took it and put it the sweets there near, that on the table.
What room is this now?
This front where the Sri Aurobindo is lying, that room.
Okay.
In that room, not in veranda, not darshan rooms, but okay. Back side room. Mm-hmm. So sitting there, Sri Aurobindo is sitting there, mother's chair is there. Mother is coming. Who brought these things? We cannot give these things. Then Divan Bhai says, it is brought from the Pranbhai's brother, some sweet, and mother is always used to give to Sri Aurobindo's this sweet, so you can see. Then Sri Aurobindo, yes, I remember. This, that Jaswant Thakur's mother, auntie is coming and giving me sweets. The same sweet is there with me. So he liked it, and without telling that she was taking food. Yes, mother, Sri Aurobindo, mother came, don't take. I said, mother, I like it, then I take it there. They took it, some sweets they took it. Then afterwards remaining, we give the prasad back for in veranda, we are sitting there. Divan Bhai was there, Champaklal is there, then there is Nirodh is there, Satyan is there, Dr. Bachelal, Dr. Upin Banerjee, all these, another three people, Dr. Nag. Uh-huh. Another two people, I don't know. Manilal was there, and Manilal was not there at that time.
Where were you sitting?
In the veranda.
In the veranda.
Second veranda.
Okay.
Not in the darshan rooms, mm-hmm. but inside the veranda is there. Right. That side we are sitting. And we are hearing the voice hearing those mothers. And this is very nice sweet, I will take it. So afterwards, taking the remaining balance, then you give it to these people back sitting there, you give prasad to them. So we took it all the prasad to all the people. These all 12 people are there sitting, we are taking the food. Afterwards, Mother Sri Aurobindo said, let him go and take the rest. Let him come about 3 or 4 o'clock to see me.
At 10 years?
Mm. So afterwards in the line, he says, bring him with the Bachelal, Dr. Bachelal. Because Bachelal, he was very connected with Sri Aurobindo too much.
Oh.
So, behind the Bachelal was front, I was backside. So, Bachelal was done pranam, then I went. Then I was so much inside, that is, I saw the Sri Krishna's and mother is coming down, as Radha's. Then I saw the picture and I started my Gopi Git, which I not remember at present. Gopi Git, that is, Gopis and Krishna's doing the music and they are chanting the Gopi Gits. So afterwards, about 5 or 10 minutes, I remained there near the Sri Aurobindo's the room. Mother is sitting at there. Then there is Umir Chand was there. And there is Nirodh says, you can go. The Sri Aurobindo said, let him wait. Let him recite some couplets. Then I went back. I did the pranam. When I came down, I don't know how I came down. Went to in the Ramaswamy's, there is actually Plasheshwar is there. Side by there, the Aurashikha is there. There is where I was staying, where I used to pay 2 anas a day. And food I cannot get it out from the ashram. So I went in Matur Cafe. There is at present, there is no. So daily, they take the 4 anas, 2 anas morning breakfast, 4 anas lunch, and 2 anas dinner. That is full dinner is they used to give. I liked it very much, coffee and these things. So we went there. Meanwhile, my brother has given some rupees to me to offer to mother. And there, Pranbhai knows that he will bring it there. So I thought, let me take it some cycles. There is no cycles here in Pondicherry, so I can go to cycle shop and ask that each cycle will be 50 rupees with full Then afterwards I asked my brother whether I can give. Then he asked the Purani, no, I should not. Then afterwards, all right, I will give the offer to the mother. So when next day, she came down, I was following that time she used to give everybody's garlands. So whatever the garlands is there, the Champaklal brought the plasticity garland. Mother said, no, give the bhaktis, that is Tulsi's mala. Then she came to put it there. You can go now.
She put it around.
You can go. So I went back. I was so much inside. So I lie down in my room and said, I did come out about evening, till the evening. So my brother says, where is he there? Then he says, he's sleeping. Let me see, go and see. Mother has given only one day to stay here in Pondicherry. Next day he has to go out. Then after she decides, no, let him stay for 2 days, then he can go. So 2 days I enjoyed. I went with my friend Pandya and came back. So in the 1942, I again came back. 1942 or 43, I don't accept. Mm-hmm. I came back again with my brother and Sindhu Shivindos. Remained about 10 or 15 days, then I went back. In 42, again, my brother says, you can go back. And mother says, you go now, because the Japanese war was there.
Ah, yes.
So you should not remain here, you should go out. Then I said, my brother asked, where shall I go? Then you can go to Swami Ramdas. There is Swami Ramdas in Kannadgad. So I went there, Swami Ramdas Ashram, that's Kannadgad. He's a very pious man. He was chanting always, Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram, Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram. Just like chanting. There is a big ashram is there. Then opposite there a big hill was there. The hill is the completely shining and everything. So upstairs one yogi was there. So one day I asked Krishna Bhai. So that is Ramdas. Krishna Bhai was serving to Ramdas. So Krishna Bhai asked, that is they call the Mataji. So I asked mother, so can I go upstairs and see the light which is there? Oh, you can go. So 5 o'clock I started from there, hills, then going up. There is some good yogis there. This is called the Nityananda Swami.
Nityananda Swami.
So I went there, Nityananda, stayed outside. Stayed about 1 hour, 1.5 hour. He was not looking me. Then afterwards he said, this boy is not going out. Hey, kutta, idhara. Kutta means dog.
And you were 12 at this point, yeah. 12 years old?
12 years old. Hey, kutta, idhara. Kya sunne aaya? Aapka darshan karne ka aaya. I have come to see to receive you. Have the blessings. Then, tune kuch khaya? You have eaten something? I said, no. Then I will take the food. Then some plate came with the sweets and all these things from the sky, let's say from the caves. It came and 2 dishes are there. You take the food, whatever you like. Then I say, first you take, then I will take it. Something will be that. So I don't know what is the thing is there. Then you take, sweets are there, jalebis are there, puris are there, laddus are there, and some karam is there, chilies, pajis are there, what you like. First you take, then I will take. Then he gave me some food, then I took it, he took it there. He says, all right. Meanwhile, the Ramdas and Krishna Bhai was searching me where. Then Krishna Bhai says he has gone upstairs to see the Nityananda. So night about 8 o'clock they came up hill. And they says, where is he? He's sitting. Then Ramdas says, it is not your chela, not my chela. It is Shervindu's chela. You don't disturb him. Let him go back. So all right. Then I came with the Ramdas and Swami, Mataji's. So I slept with Mataji's another cot. She was staying. Another room was the Swami Ramdas. Morning I got up. I saw something very picture of the Nityananda with brilliant light in the eyes. And big tummy was very big. So he was just like tiger's eyes are the focusing. Then I say, what is this? All right, there is something will be there. Then I asked Mataji, so what is this? He is a yogi, hatha yogi. He was a hatha yogi and doing the sadhana, hatha yogis. He will go there, Bombay, Ganeshpuri. Then he stay there some days here coming. And most of them, Bombay goes and stay there. So all right, then one day, we'll go one day there. After finishing there, then again I went to Pondicherry. Nadiyad, Ahmedabad. So I stayed there. And Ramdas, before leaving there, I will come to your house and see you there.
Oh.
Ramdas says, all right. Then one year afterwards, he came there in some millionaire's place and sitting there. And there is a, you call the Rohit Bihari Mills. There is big mill is there. So the owner came to me to our house and asked that address. This is Manu Bhai's and my father's name in the house. So he came. Ramdas says, Swami Ramdas has come to see you. You can come to our house.
All he came to see you?
Yes. So you come to me. There is in our house. Our house is there. There will be. So there is big bungalow and staying there. Swami Ramdas came and we embraced put together. And she says, what a gems you are, you go. So I stayed about 2 hours, 3 hours, then we went back. So we are staying in Ambalal Sarabhai's retreat. Ambalal Sarabhai's retreat in Shahibagh. There is Shahibagh, and Soyaben and Sarabhai, Ambalal, they came here in Pondicherry in 1930, and stayed here in Salvaraj Chettiar's house. Divan Bhai is arranged there, Salvaraj Chettiar's house. But another sister, his daughter was there, Leela Ben, Leela Mangaldas. There's a big, and he is also Mangaldas Girdhar also, big millionaires in the Bombay, Ahmedabad city. They have got 14 mills per mill. Each mill is 10,000 workers, 10, one ship, 10,000 workers. So, 40,000 workers are working each mills. So they are working there, staying there. So I went there and he says, now whenever you want to come, if you want any help, you come and take it. So I say, I don't require any help. I will come and come back. Because I am staying in Ambalal Sarabhai's house, retreat, some house is there. So they given. So I know the Mulalanini. Who is coming soon? Oroville, Murulalini. Might be knowing Murulalini.
Murulalini.
Dancer. She also, I know her. And Leela Ben. That time, 1949, 50, I came in August here. 1949, August I came here. And I settled here. So, after 49, in December, Sri Aurobindo passed away.
And did you have his darshan before he passed away?
Before him. In August, I saw him. August. In November, I saw him. And December, he was not well. So Dr. Bachalal says, I won't come 2 or 3 days. Afterwards, I say, what's happened? Sri Aurobindo, he's not well, so I'm not able to come. So that time, 1st December, there's a drama was there in our playground. Playground, the drama was there. That was drama, this Durga, Shaktis, all the dramas was there. 3, 4 deities and all. In that is, drama was going on. After 5th December, the 4th December night, mother was a little bit hesitated to stay there. But even though she stayed there, and afterwards maybe she went back. That was rainy, full of rains in drama's time, stadium. There, in the playground it is stadium. So they prepared the playground and then dancing and doing. So mother went back. In the morning we heard the Sri Aurobindo passed away. Then I asked the Dr. Bachelor, what has happened? He said, prostate trouble was there. In that, there's mother called the Dr. Sanyal, and he says, I don't want any medicine. I'm rested. So Sri Aurobindo passed away afterwards, 51, 52. There was a little crisis in our ashram. No money, no clothes to give people. So I asked my brother, what if mother is selling his saris, diamonds, everything. I was a little bit upset. Then I said, why can't you call the Lina? Lina, she was a Mangal Das Girdar's wife. So I wrote a letter to come and see the ashram, what is the ashram is there. So she came in August, and she remained about 2 or 3 days. Nirman Bhai says, where will you put it? I say, where she will like to Golkon, or she will stay here. Oh, she is a big person, lady. How can she? Let us see, let her come and see. Then she came. We have got in our Chettiar house, where is the Chettiar cotton trees there.
Cotton trees.
Previously, mother used to come there. There is a wrestling, and Purani used to do the wrestling there. Wrestling, the one portion is there, they do the wrestling work. And she used to see wrestling, and then she goes in the evening, 5 o'clock back, to playground. So afterwards, I called Lina, wrote a letter to her, and she came here. I said, stay 2 or 3 days. She liked very much. Instead of 2 or 3 days, she stayed about a week. She saw all the departments, everything. And meanwhile, her husband was coming here. He was a bank custodian in Indian Bank of India. So he was to inaugurate in Pondicherry one bank. So after coming, then he says, I will stay here. So he stayed 1 year. Then Lina asked, what offering we can do? I say, I will ask the Nirman Bhai what is to be done. Then I called the Nirman Bhai, what is he want? He says, whatever you like, they can give the clothes, that is good, and some money. So how many require meters? About 2,000, 3,000. He says, I will give 5,000 meters. Every 3 months, you supply the people. Saris, dhotis, and long cloth, all white, all white. So whatever type you want, that I will supply every 3 months. Before the 2 months before, you write it me, so many required saris, so many dhotis, and long cloth, how much required, within 5,000 meters. So every year he used to send, and with the money, some few lakhs he used to send. So sending here about 10 or 15 years he send it. Then a demand by her, I don't require the now clothes. You can send the money. So till now the money is coming from there. Ambalal Sarabhai's group and this Mangal Kirtar's groups coming every day. Then, meanwhile, I was in Central Bureau. Their bureau was in 1952. I came then, Central Bureau. Mother sent me there because I was working in laundry. Laundry work, hard work, because I was very strong. So the mother said, you go there, laundry, and work there. So we are the very few people, about 12 people, and there is no workers, another worker. So about daily 1,000, 2,000 clothes comes. Night time we soak it in the boiler. Morning we bring it out, wash it, dry it. Afternoon we ironing everything. And next day we give to the people. Like that we... So that time the Jyotinda was there, in charge of that Jyotinda. He liked very much. He said, this boy is very young. He said, I don't want to spare from here. And the mother, that time in the Bureau Central there was nobody. So only Kameshwar was looking after all the department. They say domestic department, then bank department, and police department. And also another PRO, just like that way he was going. So he said, the mother asked, he asked somebody, should I require? So Nalini gave some names to mother, about 10 people's name. Then afterwards, reading that, this Manubhai will do that work. He send him there. That time, this our Jyotinda was very upset. He says, I don't want to send him. He should stay here and work here. Mother says, no, he required there, let him go. Meanwhile, I has to, in the laundry, I had little spare times. So I asked the cottage industry, Ganpat Rama.
Mm.
So I asked Ganpat Rama, we can have the some socks for the playground doing. If you can provide a hand machine, I can do it. Because I know a little bit technique of that. So then we got it one machine, my hand machines, socks preparing. So every day I used to, within 2 or 3 hours, 12 pairs I used to do. And next day I will stitch it nicely, wash it nicely, and give it to mother, offer it to. This much, 12 pairs have I done it, so many. Now you don't do it, you remain in Central Bureau and do the work. So I did the work about 12 years there. So my work was going more increasing because domestic I looked after, bank I used to look after, police I looked after, and this ashram, this visitors I going and coming. So visitors' work was too much, so much work. So I cannot concentrate domestic work or any other work. So I told Kameshwar, you look after other works. I look after only the visitors' work, a little bit domestic I look after, and accounts and these things. So all right. So after darshan, before 10 days, after 10 days, I won't go home at all. I remain in the chair. No food, only tea. Tea, only 40 cups a day, 40 to 50 cups a day I used to drink tea. On that, going on, working on that. So sleep is little bit sleep. Morning, I go 6 o'clock morning, 5 o'clock, till continuing the 15, 20 days there in the office. I'm not go home, not changing the dresses, not washing my bath also, not taking everything, sitting on. Because line is big line up to Ganesh Temple. My central bureau is there. So nearly 100 people used to come to look after and give the say, go this this one, Parker Sharma, another guest house is the Castellini, all these people.
Mm-hmm.
Then Golconda I have to send. The list will come from Madhopandi's place. So many places you have to send it. So when they say my name is this name, so I have to find out in the list and then I have to send them there. So there is another, that time the foreigners used to come. The problem was the foreigners, the where they are coming, from where they are staying, how they are coming. All this I have to ask them.
Mm.
So I prepare one formula about this. Coming from the name, father's names, all this. From there, where they are going, passport number, everything. And I gave to CBI office in Pondicherry. This is a correct or not. Then we can do it. 4 slips, we can prepare and give it to the people. So this is all right. And they have included many. Then four pages we do. Each person 4 pages copy. So they prepare the copy, passport number, everything. And I get it all this. And then I send it to foreign department here in Pondicherry. One day there is something happens. I don't know what is happened to me. One foreigner came, 2 foreigners. He gave me passport, some different types. Then I asked, what is your nationality? They say nationality in different passport is there. What is that? Then say, I was quiet. So you can, where are you going to stay? The park guest house. Another say, the Castellini. All right, you can go. Meanwhile, I search everything. There is something is fishy is there.
Mm.
So I informed to my Kameshwar, there's something is wrong in this. So what is to be done? So he says, better to go to the CBI. Get the things. So I took it, the paper, and give it to them, photos, everything. And then they says, we'll see. Then they went there. They searched. There are so many passports, persons, same name, so many passports, different countries. And coins are different. They find out some Pakistanis. So they say Pakistan is something suspicious. Is there. So after 2 days, they made it the exile. You can go out. One is German was came. German was the same place, same thing was happened. So that is also sent him out. And that time the Chudamani was there here, in the, you know, Pondicherry's police office, IG. He came and he came, thanked me, you have done good work. This is some foreigners, suspicious foreigners. You should not, you have given this to us to find out the place and this. Then after they found in Madras, they had suspected the person, these two. Then they have sent it to some, they have done the, their work. So afterwards, I said, this is finished. Then I had little time for this. People are coming, visitors, how to stay, where to go, and what is the ashram, all these things. They don't know, because I prepared the Pondicherry streetwise plan. Right, it was not there in us. So I prepare and put it in block systems, give it to the press, our ashram press. They prepare the block and then advertise the pamphlet they prepare where the places are there. They given there.
Now, Manubhai, I want to back up just a little bit because I have some things to ask you.
Oh, yes.
One is, what was Sri Aurobindo's voice like?
Oh, very sweet voice. Very sweet voice. It's very sweet. Sweet, very sweet voice. He speaks very slowly and sometimes very loudly. Well, sometimes very loudly, sometimes very slow, very mild, basically he speaks. When the war was there, in that time the bachelor says, Purani says the Japan war has come. So that time Sri Aurobindo became so much powerful and made the sound. That sound is affected that side and they started another side, the war. People, these people, the Hitler and this, they have gone from Japan side to another sides. They change it way. They should not come in India. So they change it. That's I heard from the Purani and Bedoke Bachelals. That is the thing was there.
No.
Very sweet voice. Mother was very little bit loud voice speaking, mm-hmm. but she was a very sweet, gentle.
And when you were working in laundry mm-hmm. and in Bureau Central, mm-hmm. did you have regular correspondence with Mother, or did you ask her questions, or did she just guide you from within?
She guides me from inside. She guides. I only say, wherever you like to send me, I can go and work wherever you like. So I work many departments, not one department, many departments. So from bakery, this laundry, to I came to the Central Bureau. I remained about 10, 12 years. Then the people are coming, more visitors. They have no tickets to go back, reservation, all these things. Then that Johar was there. Johar, that is Lata's father.
Father, yeah.
Yes. Mm. He had the connection with the Ram Mohan company in Madras. He says, you start with this, then you can. Then I wrote to them, you can send it, or write it in letters, and we'll send the tickets, we'll give the money there. So all right, every time my time was going much there, because I prepare postcard. In postcard I write it everything, the details. From Madras to Bombay, Madras to Ahmedabad, Madras to Calcutta, which train he likes, all these things. They send the ticket, I send money to them. So I take little service charges from them, each tickets. That ticket charges I offer to the mother. Like that I used to.
Now so, I have one more question. And that is, you had how many darshans of Sri Aurobindo?
I have got the four darshans.
Four darshans.
Four darshans.
Can you tell us what it was like for you as a young boy and a young man to stand before Sri Aurobindo?
It's difficult to say. Difficult to say.
Some have told us he was like Himalaya. Some talked about his calm and
it's
peace.
It's very calm and quiet. Very sits just like statue. If you seen the Dr. Upin Banerjee, Upin Banerjee sits opposite side and Sri Aurobindo sits this side. Both you will find that both are equal, faces and ears and bodies and all these face like this sitting. Sri Aurobindo also, Mother Upen Banerjee also. But we won't find the who is a Sri Aurobindo, who is a Upen Banerjee. Same facial, full body. He was a Uttari Himalayan, Himagiri. Himagiri is this Calcutta. He came from Bangladesh. He was staying there, where the Dasharatha Chetty's house is there, where Sri Aurobindo stayed there. So he stayed there, ground floor, Jugal, and this, or this is Dr. Upen Banerjee and his sister. When sister used to go to mother, I ask the old ladies to go there, and I ask what is impression to mother. The mother says she is the last birth in Krishna's gopis. This is Upen Banerjee's sisters, Krishna's gopis there, so she has come to here to serve me. So she says like that. Whenever I go sometime to her,
yes.
Because generally in the after finishing my 10 o'clock service in the central bureau, I give the record everything to mother. This much people have gone, this much gone out. And then she says, why can't you write it in and send it to each departments? So I asked Kameshwar to do it on 4 slips, carbon paper, I'll put it, morning I'll say, afternoon I'll send it, how many people have gone, how many departure. Then she says, it is not enough. Now you start the statistics work in the ashram. How many people are there, how many ladies are there, how many educations are there, educated people are there, where they are staying, what they are working. The big job was there. So I have to go each house and go down. And after 12 o'clock, because people are not coming at that time, so 12 to 2, I run about each houses, our ashram houses. There is a list is there. The Kunama has given the list, so many houses. I say, better to print it and give me the street-wise, number-wise. What are the ashram houses? What are the rented houses? Where are the private houses that they are staying devotees? So he gave. And every 6 months, I have to prepare the list for 6 copies carbon. I type it and prepare it. And third month, 6 months afterwards, I prepare everything, give it to one to the Nalinida, one to Amruta, one to Madhav Pandit, one dining rooms, one receptions, the furniture departments. Another is last is reception house, and there where their people are staying and receiving people are there. So there I send. So the complete detail is there. People where they are staying, what they are working, where they are staying, what they are working, what type of worker are there, is there educated or not. All this I write it. Marvelous job. And also date of birth, once mother says, you write it, people's date of birth, so I can know the people are coming this day or this day. All right, I'll start. So next 6 months afterwards, I went each people, what is your birth date, where from which village you are coming, where all these thing details are. So nearly 1,500 people. So each people I have to go and ask everywhere. To ask, and that is a big job to do it. And then I thought that this is the doing, but alphabetical, if I do it, much better. Then alphabetical ABC like that, I prepared the slips. And ABC, the card-wise, I prepared.
And you showed to mother?
Twice. Oh, what a wonderful work you are doing. This work, it's difficult to do. Now it is difficult for them now to do this work. Because each house to go and get it. Then afterwards, when I was working at the central bureau, then she says, you go each houses, see their bathrooms, latrines, whether are clear or not. Cleans. Because sometimes the devotees are slipped away in the bathroom, get the knocks and all this. So my work was the domestic work now. That time she says, so you can go and see how the work. Then you have to give me night time, you have to write it and give me what is the things are there. So I have to write and send it in the evening to give it to Amruta. And morning she will say, when I go for the flowers, taking the flowers, that time she will give, you have done, but this you look after properly, the bathroom, this bathroom and this.
So you saw mother almost every day?
Every day, every day. Night time also, I about 10:30 I go to her, every day. Because that time, the Champaklal is there, nobody will ask me, where you have come, why you have come, nobody will ask me. Mother says, he has to come every day here, 10:30, and see me, and give me report on it. So I used to give the report of everything, daily. So about 10:30, she comes about 8 or 8:30 there. She takes the food, everything. I go to the playground, finishing my dress, changing. Then I prepare the list. Then I go to the mother and give it to this. This much money has come, so I have given to Kameshwar Rao. He will send it to there. So every day collection is there. Collection we have to give it. Report I will give, and report will give it to Kameshwar Rao, because my head is there. So he will give it to every 15 days their collections. Whatever expenditure is there, they will do. Looking behind that, after look after the domestic works, I had the 300 workers with me. So 300 workers, one hour, 2 hours, every disciples we have to send it for water papers, cleaning paper, cleaning their clothes, everything, how many hours they require. So I have to give them. So that is very difficult job to them, to arrange it everywhere, how to arrange daily. Mm. Then I say, it is very difficult for me, all this look after. No, you can do it. You can do it very well. Start with that. So I started doing also, I prepared the table. Each workers, how many, eight hours we have to give. So 4 hours, the mother is to give the timings. That you give the time, these 4 hours to that, 2 hours, 3 hours, like that. So beside that, I had the visitors' works. Visitors, when they go to their private house and stay there I have to send the water, cleaning the rooms, all these things we have to do, and give them information of this ashram. So afterwards, travel agency has come with me.
We have run for almost 1 hour, and I don't think we've touched a drop of the ocean yet.
No, it will take time.
So,
two or three times we have to.
So let us end today's meeting and meet again very soon. Mm. Just tell us a few things about Mother to end today.
See, I used to, in the evening I used to go there. And at 10:30, sometimes she goes in trance. After taking food also she won't take. Then Champaklal says she has gone in trance, how will you go? So 10, 12, 12:30, then she gets up. Oh, Manubhai, you have come. From which, what time you have come? I said, Brother, I came. I'm sitting here. Sorry for that, you have come. So I said, not sorry, but you are here. Your presence I'm getting very much good. So you come next day morning, 6 o'clock, before balcony start, I go there before that. So another duty has come for me. So morning I have to make it ready myself, go before 5:45 to go there and see her in the well-going passage. There's old balcony. She used to come 6 o'clock every day, every morning. So there she used to come. Then I used to stand there. Mother, can I go to central bureau or not? You have to go. You have not to lose. But I give you some instruction. You follow it and follow that work. Now do it very well. You have to work in central bureau for a time. Then I say, Mother, I had the work. Another work has come. Travel agency, people are suffering for going back. So what I do? Good. Let us see. Time will take.
So let us
see.
She
was very sweet and taking, and she gives the flowers, so many flowers. And flowers I used to take to Nalinda, I give to Nalinda Amrita, and I take it to Central Bureau.
Thank you, Manuva. So we'll meet again very soon, because we have many questions for you.
Oh, you can ask many questions. But share with those very good. I can't tell what is shared with us. It is just like sitting, just like sitting in the chair and the outside. Then I see sometimes, he gives sometimes to me darshan also. Every time, sometimes. When the darshan time is, then I ask him, because I cannot go up, stop there. Staircase. So I can ask Mother and Sheridwa, give me darshans here. So I put Agarbatti in my rooms and I see the Sheridwa is coming down. So he always with me, Sheridwa and Mother. Always. I see that the faces and always going. So that is the my life. I see so many yogis here, in Pondicherry, Tirunamalai, and this afterwards I give all the things.
Okay.
What another sickness, how the sickness has come, all these things. Okay. Thank you.